You're listening to Amu Chazer with the Yitzchak Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Mazel Tov. See Maseches Pesachim. 121 blocks, almost. I think that last one was nice. It was nice, and we're about a year. And so I learned Rosh Hashanah and go into Elul. I think we finished like Yud Elul or something like that, going into Elul to have that under our belt. It's really exciting. So the Mishnah begins, Arba Rosh Hashanah. So this is Chazar. We did the first Amud on Erev Shabbos, but we'll do it because this is really Thursday's Amud, but we'll Chazar it anyway. Arba Rosh Hashanah. There are four Rosh Hashanahs, Ve'echad B'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim. This is the Amud for Chazar part. This is the Chazar part. Right? So it's four Rosh Hashanahs, Ve'echad B'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim, L'Regalim. The first of Nisan is considered the Rosh Hashanah for kings and for Regalim. We'll see Regalim on Daf Dalet. The Gemara will get to kings right away. Bechad ba'elul Rosh Hashanah lemaiser behema. The first of Elul is Rosh Hashanah for maiser behema. You're not allowed to take off maiser for maiser behema, the tenth animals eaten by the owner of Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to take off maiser from a different year's crop of crops and crops of animals, a flock. I don't know what you call it, but. So therefore, but how do you know if it's this year's or last year's? So you have to have a dividing line, and according to the Tanakhama, that dividing line is Echad Ba'elul, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, and Echad Ba'Tishrei. They argue and say, nope, that's not true. It's not Echad Ba'elul, it's Echad Ba'Tishrei. Echad Ba'Tishrei, and this is back to the anonymous opinion in our Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim is Rosh Hashanah for years. We'll see what that means. Count the years from this time. Sounds like we would do the same thing for the Malachim, so we have to figure out what that means. L'shmitin u'liyovlos, the Shemitah year. When does it start? When do I know I can't plant anymore? So that's in Rosh, what we call Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. U'liyovlos for Yovel as well. L'netiyah, when you count the years for orla of a tree. When does the year start? Does it start? Is it 365 or 354 days from the blooming of the tree or coming out of the ground? No, it's The new year for trees is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Uliyarakos, and for vegetables regarding Meiser, as we'll learn. Be'echad b'shvat. And okay, so that's the third or second Rosh Hashanah. According to the Tanakhama, it's the third Rosh Hashanah. According to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, so far we've only really had two because they couldn't, right? They said Rosh Chodesh Elul was actually nothing in Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Be'echad b'shvat, Rosh Hashanah le'ilan. On the first of Shvat is the new year for the tree. We'll see what that means. But this is Kedivrei Beis Shammai. However, Beis Hillel Amrim b'chamish asaro. They say, no, it's two b'shvat. Not one b'shvat, two b'shvat. And that is, that's that machlokes. Gemara says, l'malachim l'mayil chasa. What's the halacha regarding malachim? Simple understanding of this question, which I think this is the way Tosfos understands it, is... What's the halachic nafgamina? Why do we need to know this halacha of that there's a Rosh Hashanah for new kings? I don't care about the facts. Why? I don't. It happens to be that. There's no reason to mention it in our Mishnah unless there's a halachic ramification. So, but Rashi understands it differently. Nuanced. Rashi understands it as saying, why do they have a set new year for kings in the first place? Not why is it that there is...
why not just use years from creation?
Well, why not just use years from like your birthday? Right? We don't count your age from any particular day. We count your birthday from the date that you were born. And then 365 or 354 days later, now you are 1 year old. Now you are 2 years old. Now you're 3 year old. So why don't we do that for kings? What number year of the king is this? Well... It's 366 days, so now he's in his second year. As opposed to saying it's a new year for kings, and what that means, we'll see. Yeah, so as we'll see, like I'll give a simple example. If the new year for kings is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so I'm giving simple right now. Let's say the new king is appointed Rosh Chodesh Adar, the month before Nisan, and now it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so now he begins his second year as king. Why do we have that system instead of saying 365 days, every 365 days is a year, or again 354 if you prefer, in a non leap year on the solar lunar Judaic calendar. So that's how Rashi understands the question. Amar, Rav Chisda says, L'shtaros. It's for the purpose of shtaros. So it's not, as we learned in the Mishnah, Shtarechov, Hamukdam, and Psulin, Vemukhar, and Ksherid. Shtarechov, documents of obligation that are backdated, right? That have the earlier date on them than really that took place. Those are puzzle. There's a knasset that you're not allowed to use them. Mukharin ksherin, and ones that are post dated, that the date on the document is after the loan took place, but it was not paid back yet, obviously. So those can be used. Rashi elaborates on this, explaining that that we're talking about. If you have a loan, so there you can have a lien on the person's property. The borrower, you're entitled to collect his property if he can't pay up, and even if he sold it to somebody else after the loan took place. However, any land that he sold before the loan took place, the lender does not have a lien on those lands, and then that's why it's the significance of the date. Of having the proper date on these documents, and there's a rule that if it was made earlier, you can't use that star at all. It's garbage as a kanas to make sure that people don't do that. Post-dated is not as problematic because it doesn't impact anybody except for the lender himself, who's okay with it. So they didn't assert that. Rashi explains over here that there's a concern that it's going to be too confusing for the Beis Din, for anybody else to enforce if there's not a set day for the new year for kings, then it'll be confusing. You see, it's the third year of this king in Kislev, and this is in Teves, and we don't know if Kislev, and now we're in Teves. So is Kislev before Teves or after Teves? We're not sure, because does it start from that year? Does it start from another person? So it's going to be too confusing. Tosfos says, I don't buy it. I don't think that's going to be confusing. Beis Din will know, and that's why Tosfos understands the Gemara differently. Okay. Next. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, now elaborating on this din of Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim. Melech Sha'amad Be'esrim V'tisha Badar, a king who becomes king on the 29th of Adar Kevan, Shegiyah Echad B'Nisan. Now it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the next day. Also Lo Shana. He's already in his second year. Also Lo Shana. That day, in that last day of Adar, counts for him as a year. V'im Lo Amad Ela Be'echad B'Nisan. But if his first day on the job was actually Echad B'Nisan, we don't consider it a year for him until he reaches the next year. Amar Mar, the master just said in this braisa, we had two clauses here to try to figure out why it has to say both. So Melech Shamad Basim Vatisha Ba'adar Kevin Shigia Echabanisan also Loshana. So Hokamash Milan, this teaches us Denisan Rosh Hashanah Lamalachim. V'yom Echad B'Shana Chashuv Shana. That was a valuable teaching in this braisa. We learned two important things. First of all, that the new year for kings is Nisan, and that one day in the previous year will count as a year. The braisa continued, though, Vim lo amad ela be'echa b'nisan, in mon lo shana ad she'egi nisan acher, that if your first day in the job is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's not considered year two until the next Nisan. Pshita, it's obvious. Lo tzricha, we need it, because it comes to include it in a case where it might have been a little bit more gray. De imnu alei me Adar. It's when he was appointed still in Adar. So the king didn't have his first day on the job until Nisan, but we knew he was going to be king from Adar, right? So again, what we mentioned on Shabbos is, King Charles, when we first heard he was going to be the king when the queen died, so it was a while before he was actually coronated. He wasn't coronated until recently. Right, this, and he was coronated, but he officially became king before Rosh Hashanah this year. Right, that's when they announced it. Right? That's when the queen passed away. So he was appointed before, but he didn't, or at least Rashi seems to like pointed like Nimnu v'gamru hasarim l'minoso, says Rashi, that they did an accounting and decided they're going to appoint him, but he doesn't officially. I don't know exactly what it is. Is it the coronation? I'm not sure exactly what that point is. But the plan was to coronate King Charles, and he officially was coronated as King Charles later on. So maybe, you would say, so ma'u desema, what would you have said? Nimnu le tartin shanin. They should account for him 2 years, because even though he didn't start until Nisan, but we knew he was going to be the king since Adar. Kamash v'lan, that's not the case. So this Brisa comes to tell you, nope, don't think that. It's not until he starts in Nisan, actually. Sorry, if he starts first day in Nisan, then he's not. It's only 1 year by the next Nisan. Tana Rabban, which is on Brisa. Mace ba'adar va'amad acher tachto ba'adar. If he dies in Adar, and another king goes in his place in Adar, monin shana lezeh ulezeh. We count the year for this guy and for this guy. Mm-hmm. Meaning that Rashi says, if you want to date your documents, you can say it's the, you know, whatever, 1,000th year of the queen, or the first year of King Charles. It's something crazy. But you can say 1 year from this one, that 1 year from that, that works. Mace Benisan, he dies in Nisan, Valmad Acher Tachtav, Benisan, Monin Shana Lezeh. And if one person is in Nisan and then they die in Nisan, and then someone else takes their place in Nisan, also the year can be counted for both of them. One dies in Adar, and then the next king becomes king in Nisan. Monin Rishon al Rishon Vishni al Sheni. So the right, and this sounds very logical, which is not a good thing, because if it's logical, then we already knew that. So you have to tell me that, right? So Amar Mar, Meis ba'Adar ba'Amar Acher Tachta ba'Adar. Monin Shana Lazel Lazel Pshita. No, Mahu the same. What would you have said? Shata lebeit trei lo maninan. I would say we don't count 1 year for two people. It's gonna be too confusing. Right, this year, you know, it's like rabbit season, duck season. Right, it's her last year. It's his first year. Okay. No, we don't. We might not think that you do that. Kamash Malan, we do. So that's what the first teaching over here of this Bryce teaches us, that 1 year, if it's the year of both of two different kings, because one died. Okay, so you still count like that. Okay. However, the next statement was, Meis Benisan V'Amad Acher Tachnu Benisan Monin Shanal Zeh Lezeh. Pshita. At this point, it's Pashit. We've already accepted it. If it works in Adar, it should work in Nisan too. Not so simple. What would you have said? When do we say 1 day in a year is considered like a year? Maybe that only works at the end of a year. But maybe we wouldn't say the first day of the new year counts as a year, right? So if King George becomes king on the 1st of Nisan, Mazel Tov, and then unfortunately he passes away that night with all the excitement, and then King Henry takes over. So on the second day of Nisan, so I would say, listen, King George, that wasn't a year. That was just 1 day. And at the end of the previous year, maybe I would say that. So Kamash Malan, no, one day counts towards a year. Also, now this question of why is it more obvious about Sof Hashanah as opposed to Betchilas Hashanah? So we're going to get to that. Tosos already gives us a heads up that it's going to happen on Daf Yud. We're going to talk about comparing it to Nida, for example, when we consider partial days like a day. At the beginning of Nida, so that already counts as the first day, but the end of Nida needs to be a full day, and it gets into that discussion. Also, when it comes to dating animals for Meiser, so we'll have that discussion there. Meis ba'adar, the third case in this second price that we learned. Meis ba'adar va'amad acher tachtav benisan monin rishon l'rishon v'shnei l'sheni. Right, pshita. That's obvious. Right, again. He died. This guy died in Adar. The next guy was appointed in Nisan. So the first year counts for the first guy, and the second year counts for the second guy. Of course. Lo tzricha. Because maybe the Nisan king was actually appointed from Adar, Umelech ben Melechu, and he was the king, son of a king. Mao de Sema. What would you have said? Nimne le tartin shanin kamash malan. That both of them should count for him. Kamash malan, that's not the case. Rashi explains that there's two pieces here. The fact that he's there's two factors. One, that they decided they're going to appoint him king, but also that he, as Rashi explains right here, the Malchus is a Yerusha. It basically automatically goes to somebody, right? King Charles, we didn't have to decide that King Charles was going to take over. That was clear he was going to take over. And then they decided also, made it official, and then they made it official at the coronation. So he had those two things going for him. So that, and the reason we have to go to the two things is because just being appointed, we already established in the previous price. The previous price had told us that we establish just because it was decided doesn't mean anything. But what if it was decided and you were the crown prince? Essentially, you know, what about that? And that, so we've learned in this. No, we go by the first day, Ahmad, coronation, whatever it is. We go by that and not by any of the earlier factors that you might consider. Okay. Kamash Malan, something.
That's a little bit of a stretch. Like Gemara is telling us, don't think something you would have thought. Why would I have thought that? Does anyone else practice that?
He can't do anything. Could be. Now we are talking about Jewish kings here. It happens to be because the Gemara is going to say that non-Jewish kings. Spoiler alert! Is going to say the non-Jewish kings is from Tishrei. So this is specifically a Jewish king law. It could be.
The concept.
Could be.
Even to have a minute to think, you would start your
order. Yeah. I wonder if secular kings also did the system. I wonder, or did they do like the birthday system, or did they do the New Year for Kings system? Differently, the way we count secular kings. We count it from out the same system. We count it from Tishrei. Now, would they do it by Tishrei? Did they? I don't think they worked on a lunar calendar. Most didn't. It's interesting. Though I don't know if they did the solar lunar calendar, right? Because really the Jewish calendar is not strictly a lunar calendar. It's a solar lunar calendar. It works hard to line up the lunar calendar with the solar calendar to some degree. That's why we care about that's why we have our leap year systems, and Birchas Chama also works in accordance with this. So we have a solar lunar calendar, but not strictly a lunar calendar. Also, we have to make sure that certain holidays come out in certain seasons, Chakah, Aviv, etc. Okay. Omer Rabbi Yochanan says, Minayin l'malachim shein mon l'mel b'nisan. How do we know that we count kings from Nisan? Shenamar, because it says in the pasuk, "Vayhi b'shmonim shana, v'arba meos shana, l'seis b'nei Yisrael meret Yisrael b'shana harivis, b'chodesh ziv, hu achodesh hasheni l'melech Shlomo al Yisrael." Okay, that's a big one. There's 480 years. So it's talking about Binyan Beis Hamikdash. 480 years after Yitzias Mitzrayim was when they are building when they're building the Beis Hamikdash, and this is in the second year of Shlomo being king. So it's just something that we don't necessarily think about is how long it took for them to build a Beis Hamikdash. They had a Mishkan that was usually in a more permanent place for many years. It was in Shiloh and some other places, but it was usually in a mostly permanent place, but it was a tent for hundreds of years after Yeshua brought them into Israel. It was a temporary structure. David HaMelech finally, 400 years or so after entering Israel, David HaMelech's like, Hashem, I want to build you a house. And Hashem says, it's very, very kind of you. I never asked for that. And you're not the man to do it. Your son will. And then Shlomo HaMelech actually gets up and does it. But it's 480 years after Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's in Bechodesh Ziv. So it's a Chodesh Ziv, which is turns out to be ER. We'll see about why it's called Chodesh Ziv, and if there's other opinions. Rashi says, quotes the Gemara and Daf Zion. Who Eor can mafarish Kra? Who Achodesh Hasheni? Okay, we'll see that soon. So anyway, Makish Malchus Shlomo Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's a hekish in this pasuk between Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Malchus of Shlomo. So we learn from here. Ma Yitzias Mitzrayim in Nisan, Af Malchus Shlomo in Nisan. Just like we count Yitzias Mitzrayim from Nisan, so too the Malchus of Shlomo is counted from Nisan. We count Malachim, Jewish kings, from Nisan. Now the Gemara says, "V'yitzias Mitzrayim gufa minalan deminisa mininun, dilma mitishrei mininun." How do we know that we count Yitzias Mitzrayim from Nisan? Maybe we count Tishrei from Nisan.
What?
I don't understand the question.
Right. So it does. So Rashi wants to save the day because that's what are you talking about? Rashi says, "Ema mitishrei, avo pisha yatsu benisan." No. We know that they left Mitzrayim and Nisan, right? You didn't mess up Pesach this year. Don't worry. We know that they didn't leave until in Nisan, but maybe Mishagia Tishrei Karu Loshana Shnia, Lefisha Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Loshanim. Right, Tishrei is called Rosh Hashanah Loshanim. Hanimnim lebrias haola that we count from brias haola. V'hu adin liyitzias Mitzrayim. Right. So when we count and we say, this is 5, 7, 8, 3. Not like my share or accent said 5, 7, 7. This is 5, 7, 8, 3. That's from what? When do we count the new year? When do we change to 5, 7, 8, 4? When's that going to be? Aleph Tishrei, not Aleph Nisan. So we count from Brios HaOlam, we count from Aleph Tishrei, the years. So over here, and it says, oh, it's 480 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maybe from Yetzias Mitzrayim, the first 6 months from that, meaning that was one is counts as 1 year, and then we start counting fully, and then we get to Tishrei, and like, okay, now it's year two. So when we say it's 480 years, it's really like 479.5 years, but that's how we count years in Judaism. So who says that we count Yetzias Mitzrayim from Tishrei from Nisan? Maybe we count it from Tishrei, and if that's true, and that which is logical because we count Shanim by Tishrei, and if that's true, so this Hekish is not helpful. This Hekish that might teach me that we count the years of a king also, like the years we count from Mitzrayim, like the years we count from Brius Olam, we count kings from Tishrei. So this would be a very poor source for that. Suggests the Gemara. Lo sogadaitav, don't think that. Diksiv, because the pasuk says, Vayal Aaron HaKohen El Hor HaHar Al Pi Hashem Vayamasham Bishnas HaArbaim Letzeis Bnei Yisrael Meretz Yisrael Bechodesh HaChamishi Be'echad LaChodesh. Okay, so just it was a full pasuk. So let's just get the names. And Aaron HaKohen went up to Hor HaHar. Where is Hor HaHar?
In the midbar,
and it's where, in the midbar, and it's Aaron's final resting place, and he goes up according to the word of Hashem, and he dies there. When, and we have a timestamp on this pasuk, which is great. It's the 40th year from Yetzias Mitzrayim, in the fifth month, which is the month of Av, ba'achad l'chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Av, by the way, this is the beginning of the 9 days. A lot of people don't realize that the beginning of the 9 days we're focused on other things, the beginning of the 9 days. But one tragedy of the 9 days, actually, is the death of Aaron, Rosh Chodesh Av. And what year did we say that was?
In the 40th.
Year 40. Now let's see this next part. So Viksiv, and it also says, this is in Parshas Dvarim, Vayhi barbaim shana bashtei asar chodesh ve'echad lachodesh Diber Moshe v'gomer. The beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Moshe, this is actually the very beginning. It's like a third pasuk of the Sefer. Right? It says that Moshe spoke to the Bnei Yisrael in the 11th month. This is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Right? Sefer Dvarim took place over 37 days. Moshe dies on Zion Adar. And he began speaking on 1st of Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So you have all of Shvat, and then you have the first 7 days of Adar. That's Sefer Dvarim, right? It's like as opposed to like the first two parshas of Sefer Bereishis are like, 2,000 years of history, possibly 15 billion according to some counts, right? And then you have Sefer Dvarim. Vayikra is also, it's hard to even put a time time frame on it, and maybe 8 days, Yom HaShemini, something like that. And then you have over here, Sefer Devarim is 37 days, and Bar Midbar is about 39 years. So anyway, this is Rosh Chodesh Shvat, V'kari lo Shnas Arbayim, and it called it the 40th year. Okay, so let's figure this. We have Aaron dies in Av of the 40th year, and Moshe speaks to Klal Yisrael, his final speech in Shvat, also called the 40th year. Michlau, the Rosh Hashanah, lav Tishrei, which implies that Rosh Hashanah is not Tishrei. Because if it was Tishrei, so Tishrei comes between Av and Shvat. Av Elul, Tishrei Cheshvan, Kislev Teves Shvat. So if the new year was Tishrei, then when Moshe is standing in Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that would be the 41st year, not the 40th year. So it seems that we count years from Nisan, not from Tishrei.
In regards to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right?
Yes.
We're not talking about kings.
Well, yeah, but then once we say that means Yetzias Mitzrayim, then when Shlomo, when the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Malachim says Shlomo Melech did it from 480 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then it's, and in the same Pasuk talks about his Malchus, so we can assume it's all from
Nisan. Sorry.
So it makes a lot of sense if you explain it that's from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Elahai, we might do Yetzias Mitzrayim. Dilma, lakamas mishkan. Hold on. If you say it's Yetzias Mitzrayim, great. But maybe this pasuk is talking about from the hakamas mishkan. Kida Omar, Rav Papa. Right, Shahoya Bishnas Hashenis. Right, are we counting 40 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the pasuk in Malachim says it was 480 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim, but over here it says the 40th year is the 40th year from Yetzias Mitzrayim, or is it? And right, also Aaron dying is the 40th year from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right, it says Barabayim, let's say Spinei Yisrael Miyat Mitzrayim. However, the pasuk of Rosh Chodesh Shvat on the beginning of Devarim says Barabayim Shana, the 40th year. Doesn't say from what. Maybe it's from the 40th year from the Hakamas HaMishkan. Hakamas HaMishkan happened in the second Nisan, in the Midbar. So meaning it would be, yes, of course, it's the 41st, right? Meaning that what we would say then is, yeah, Tishrei is the new year. Yes, Moshe began his final speech in the 41st year from Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's the 40th year from Hakamas HaMishkan. Right, so we can get Hechma Farsh Yetzias Mitzrayim. Elahai, you mean my Yetzias Mitzrayim. Dimala Hakamas HaMishkan. Kedama Rav Papa, like Rav Papa says, Rav Papa is going to say a principle late on Gimel Amud Beis regarding Gzeir Shava. Shnas Eshim Gzeir Shava. He's going to say over there that we have two psukim that mention 20 years, and he learns as a Gzeir Shava. So maybe we can apply that logic of Rav Papa here. Hachanami Shnas Arbayim, Shnas Arbayim Gzeir Shava. So over here, we're responding that don't give me that. if there's one pasuk, the pasuk in is talking about the 40th year from Yetzias Mitzrayim, and another pasuk says the 40th year, doesn't specify. We can apply Arbayim Shana Parim Shana Gzeir Shava and assume that it's the same. We're talking about the same start date, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ma Kan Yetzias Mitzrayim, Af Kan Yetzias Mitzrayim. One more for now. Challenge to this logic, okay? Umimai de Maisa da Av Kodim. Well, how do we know that the Maisa of Av, Aaron's death, took place first? Dilma Maisa de Shvat Kodim. Maybe Moshe's beginning his final speech took place first. And if that were so, then you could say that in the 40th year, it's Shvat. The new year begins Tishrei, not Nisan. So it's Shvat, Adar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av. And that was all the 40th year, because we count 40th year from Tishrei. And just the Maisa of Shvat took place first. Let's look at Isaac. Don't try to suggest that. Just suggest that. Why not? Diksiv, because it says, and this is another timestamp that we have in Moshe's speech, right? The very next pasuk we quoted earlier, the first pasuk, the third pasuk in Devarim, that when Moshe began his speech, Bashteya Sarchodesh in the 11th month on the first day, and the next pasuk says, "Dichsiv acharei hakoso es Sichon," after he struck down Sichon. So this took place after the striking of Sichon. Meaning Moshe began his speech after they had killed Sichon. Okay, who cares? What does Sichon have to do with anything? Well, we're going to show you that we have a source that Sichon didn't attack until the death of Aaron. V'chi noch nafshe da Aaron, and when Aaron died, akati hava Sichon kaya. Sichon was still alive. Diksiv, because the pasuk says, v'yishma ha-Kanani melech Arad, that the pasuk says, the Kanani, the king of Arad, heard. Mashmua shama, what did he hear? Shama shemes Aaron, the nistalko anane akavod. He heard that Aaron died, and we know Chazal tell us when they died, the anane akavod that protected the Jewish people was removed. Ukesavor nitna resus lechem Israel. He thought, oh, sounds like I was given permission to fight with the Jewish people. And we're going to bring a pasuk to source this concept, or a drush on a pasuk to source this concept. But we see over here that Aaron died before Sichon attacked, and Sichon was killed. And then Moshe spoke afterwards, because the pasuk says in Devarim, Moshe spoke after they struck down Sichon. And Sichon, we know Sichon didn't attack until after they saw the Anani HaKavod departed after Aaron passed away. So don't try to suggest to me that Moshe's speech in Shvat happened before Aaron's death in Av, and that the new year is Tishrei. No, the new year must be Nisan. So let's see this pasuk. Hainu diksiv v'yiru kol ha'eda ki gova Aaron. And the entire congregation saw that Aaron had expired. Yeah, thank you. Yes, that he expired. Vomer Rabbahu, and Rabbi Bahu says, Al tikri vayiru, don't say, and they saw, ela vayirau, and they feared. Kidi Reish Lakish, like that which Reish Lakish explains, that they appeared, vayirau, right, that they appeared, not they saw, but they appeared. Why did they appear? They appeared, meaning the Nanei Kavod departed. They were now visible. Dama Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish says, Ki Mishamish B'dad L'shonos. The word Ki can mean four different things. E Dilma Elo Daha can mean E, if, or Im, as Rashi. Rashi gives examples of all of these things. It's Rashi, so longer Rashi puts many examples of these four usages. E, so it's if. Ki can mean if, which also could be kasher, when. Dilma means maybe. Ella, rather. So it's not what you said, but rather it's this. Ki this, Ella like this. Or deha, because of. So over here, it says that vayir koleda ki gava aron. That he reads as, they didn't see that Aaron died. But they appeared vayiro because Aaron died, and then Anani Kavod departed. And then we'll just read this next few lines. It's quick. Mi dami hasam kanan. Mi dami is this similar? What are you talking about? Hasam kanan hachasichon. The pasuk says vayishma hakanani melech Arad. But you're talking about Sichon. What does it do with anything? Tana, we have an abraisa. Who Sichon? Who Arad? Who Kanan? He's Sichon, he is Arad, he is Canaan. It's same guy. Sichon, Shadoma Lesayach, Bamidbar. Sichon, that he's similar to, like, what is it, like a foal in the desert? Yeah, is that what it says over there?
He can't save himself.
Money. Yeah. Whatever that means. Maybe he's quick or something like that. Sayach, Ayar Ben Sus. Right? A donkey, something like that. Midbar, it could be his speed, his strength, I'm not sure exactly what. Kenan al Shem Malchuso, he's called Kenan because that's what he was the king over, that was his nation. Umashmo, but what was his name? What did Mama call him? Arad Shmo. His name was Arad. Ikada Amri, there are those who say, Arad Shadomala Arod Bamidbar. He's an Arad the Arad was basically because he was called, he was like an Arod in the Midbar. Arod is some sort of wild donkey. Arod Chamor Habar, some wild donkey, says Rashi. We had a different type of Arod that was more of like a reptile creature we mentioned back in Bracho, Slamet Gimel, it's a while ago, but this is a more commonly used Arod in Chazal. And Kanan, Al Shem Malchus. So Kanan, again, that sounds Malchus. Umashmo, Sichon Shmo. What was his first name? His first name was Sichon. So the bottom line is, Sichon is Kanan. And this pasuk, when you darshan it and you apply the four ways to learn the word ki of Reish Lakish, you can read the pasuk as saying they were revealed because Aaron passed away. That means that Sichon / Kanan / Arad only attacked after Aaron died, and then Moshe spoke to them after striking down Sichon. Therefore, the Maisa Da'av took place before the Maisa Da'shvat, and therefore the new year cannot be Tishrei, it must be Nisan. For now.